Mileage, 307,452.
Mileage, Romero. Okay. Hello, sir, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead, sir. Are you still there, sir?
Yes.
Okay, this one, make sure that we're gonna have some of that time.
I don't have Morales.
Okay, so who has him?
Martinez.
Esteban Morales.
Morales.
Morales?
You have him right?
Yeah, I have him. Two different ones.
Oh, I guess that's mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as your lead, sir, so just hold on.
All right.
I'm missing one, it's good.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Esteban Alberto Morales, 307,452.
Thank you, sir. Are you appearing for the Arizona Board of Deputy Commissioners this morning in reference to your community supervision application? I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Mike Johnson, the Honorable Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Louis Canales, and my name is David Neal, I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received your notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you know that form?
Yes.
Okay. Pardon me, I've got something here. On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself today.
All right, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time, so you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant, and after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right, so allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about November 28, 2017, per the task lab report dated November 29, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, allegation number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact and visit on or about December 4, 2017, as verbally directed on December 1st, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Was that true or false?
Yes, that is true also.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Morales, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses or is about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, the Rittenhouse, and Mr. Canales. Okay, sir, we're moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and we'll get right back with you.
All right.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Morales was released from ADC custody on 10-19-2017 and arrested on 8-25-2018 by Tucson PD on new misdemeanor charges of shoplifting and criminal damage. Returned to ADC custody on 8-25-2018, with an adjusted CSED of 11-9-2018 with 264 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015 Commitment A, Count 1, robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2015 Commitment B, Count 3, theft, 2 years, 6 months. 2015 Commitment C, Count 1, theft, 2 years, 6 months. 2015 Commitment D, Count 3, organized retail theft, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STD information noted and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimum with possession, manufacturing, and intoxicants noted. Other arrests, 2013, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GV score of G8, V9. Status of charges. Case is still open and pending. Next court date is scheduled for 9/21/2018 at 1 p.m.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Morales, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision at this time. So when you were released, you were approved to reside with your grandmother.
Yes.
In Tucson. And then on December 16th, 2017, the PO spoke with your sponsor, who indicated that you were at the residence on December 8th, 2017, however, and you have not returned since then. So, where did you go, sir?
All of being at a friend's house.
For that whole 200 and some odd days of scouting time?
I was visiting some different friends.
Okay. So were you working?
I worked for a little bit. I was doing cleaning up fences, and also I worked at an air cutting place, holding up a sign.
So were you doing drugs and stuff while you were out?
I started doing drugs, like, not right away, but like a couple weeks later. And then I went to go drop, and then I dropped dirty. And then I didn't go see my parole officer after that.
Okay, but you continued to use drugs?
After that, no, I didn't.
Okay, so how long have you been clean?
I've been clean for 7 months.
Well, that's a good thing. What kind of drugs were you using?
I was using cocaine.
Cocaine?
Yes.
Okay. That stuff is very unpredictable. All right, so you did intake at La Frontera, but by the time the warrant, there was no documentation that you had attended your sessions. Were you going to the sessions for La Frontera, or did you stop doing that too?
No, I stopped going.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
All right.
Okay. There are no questions from my fellow board members. So, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We'll be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think we might need to know to make a good decision. But we ask that you don't repeat all the information that we've already covered.
All right. I'm trying to change my life right now. Look out for my daughter and be there for her as she's growing, and just hoping to get out, and do good. And if it's possible, if I get house arrest, that'll be helpful to me, attending NA so I can do better in life.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing the case, so we ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent, and we'll get back to you once we've made a decision, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, the board's now in discussion. Well, it's another one of the unfortunate cases with Mr. Morales. He got out, relapsed, and then absconded. He worked some, but it doesn't sound like he worked a lot and didn't get any of his other programming done. But with the 254 days of scound time, and the relapse, to drugs and during that abscond time, although he says he wasn't using, we don't have any way of verifying that. I don't think he was a good candidate for return community supervision. He's only got about 50 days left, so I think he'd be better served to remain where he's at and make a plan for his release. But I know there was some discussion from many of my fellow board members.
Agree.
Okay. All right, so based on all the information, warrant number 2017W4308, Mr. Morales' testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Morales. I think with the delinquent violated terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways will company.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Gunn and Mr. Cummins and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you only have about 50 days left, a little less than 2 months. According to the paperwork we have, you're due to be released on November 9th of 2018. So we suggest that you take your remaining time, make yourself a good plan for the return to the community so that you can take care of your daughter. And that plan will have to include how you're going to keep yourself from relapsing and how you're going to keep yourself from going back to the criminal activities you did before, you know, they got you incarcerated in the first place. We do wish you the best of luck. We thank you for appearing today. This will end your hearing, and would you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, thank you.